how have the injuries to Taiwan and Marcus Thomas affected the defensive line at this moment?
I don't think it's going to affect us at all, man. It's going to miss me missing some vital pieces with those two guys, but we got to be accountable for everybody. So other guys got to step up, and we just got to be pros at it and just handle the business.
You got a coach who loves defense. What's it like?
It's great. It's great because you're coming with a defensive mind every day, and it's getting you ready to play. And this game is real good with the attack mode. So we should be all right in this defense. I like it.
So what is different mentally compared to the last couple of years?
Attack mindset. Attacking. Instead of 3-4. No knock on the coaching staff last year, but he's done a lot of reading and then reacting. So. Other than that, that's the biggest difference is attacking and reading.
So give you more opportunity to get
upfield, yes, sir.
We can say it's not going to affect you, but it's got to be a little sobering. You lose two.
I mean, it is. It is. I mean, those are two vital pieces that was going to be a part of this defense. So, I mean, it's just like I said, we can't think about it. We just got to keep on and keeping on. And the next guys just got to be ready, man. That's why you can't have any weaknesses in your depth chart. You can't have anybody getting lax, and just got to go at it, man.
Feel a little lonely out there today?
Nah, I mean, the guys we brought in were Bunkley and Jarman and Mike Bean returning and Mitch Unrein and the guys inside. I mean, we should be all right. I mean, there's a lot of communication. We got to get going and things of that nature, but everything else, we should be all right.
At what point are you guys hopeful to get Horn and Thomas back?
I'm hoping soon. I don't know the timetable on anything like that or the significance of the injury, but I mean, I'm hoping that they can be back before the season starts or a couple weeks after the season started at least. So.
You got some first team work the first few days at camp. How much has that helped you now that you're going back to the first team?
It's helped me a little bit. I mean, my mindset was coming in this camp is to be the starter, mm-hmm. and that's what I want to do. So it's just still me proving myself to this new coaching staff, coming out working hard every day, and just knowing my assignments and getting my reads fit, my run fits, and getting up field on pass. I mean, just trying to affect the quarterback and be dominant.
Even with the guys being hurt, is there still enough here left over? Do you guys need to go get some help on them?
I think we're fine, but just that's not my decision. That's up to the guys upstairs, Brian Sanders and John Elway, and the personnel department to see if we need depth or not. So all I'm trying to do is hold my job and worry about Vickerson and getting this defense down and becoming better defense.
Kevin Warren missed last year the entire season with that hip injury. Did you get a chance to talk to him? Obviously, it can't be a fun thing to go through an injury anytime, but when you already missed last season early in camp to get hurt, did you talk to him about it at all?
I didn't. I mean, I talked to him before, but I knew the Dallas game, I knew he was fired up and he was showed a lot of emotion because him getting back on the field with a year off. And I know it's kind of messing with him a little bit just because he's going through another injury like this. But hopefully it's not a season-ending injury. And he can come back soon. So.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate your time, sir.